Fred is going to pray for us.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word, Lord, that transforms life and that makes us whole. And we know that we'll never be the same again, Lord. Lord, also we pray that you keep us all close to the cross, Lord. Close to the cross, that we might hear every day from your word, that we might hear from your Holy Spirit which decision to take, which word to say that will help someone, Lord. And also, Lord, keep us to the cross that we will have that knowledge, that certainty that no weapon, Lord, from the enemy will be able to keep us away from you, to take us away from your act of grace, Lord, by sending your son on the cross and dying for us and shedding his own blood. Yes, that we might not die and that we might be reconciled with you and be in heaven with you when all has been said and done, Lord. We give you thanks, glory, and honor forever and ever. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Jesus, when he took this meal with his friends on Passover and he broke the bread after he had blessed it, he said to his disciples, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is for you." He said, "Do this in remembrance of me." We call this a table of remembrance. You are welcome at this table if you trust Jesus Christ for your salvation, the forgiveness of sin in his name, the man who was God, who died and was buried and rose again on the third day. Believing that and trusting that, you're welcome at this table. If you don't believe yet, let it pass by, and you're welcome at this table. The day you do, there's no need to put on airs. In the same manner, on that Passover meal, Jesus took the cup that reminded them of the sacrifice of a lamb on the doorpost. That is why when the destroyer came to take the firstborn of every family on the night that Israel came out of Egypt, that same memory device, a cup of wine, to remember that God passed over those upon whom death would visit because of their obedience to do what he said with the blood on the doorpost of the lamb that they ate the night before. To mark and identify that the blood on the doorpost is why God will pass over our home. At that meal, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This cup, this Passover cup, you already know, it's my blood, which is shed for you. This cup is a new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Jesus Christ is our Passover lamb, whose death was a death for all sin, that our sin would be passed over and forgiven. We remembered the Lord Jesus in this. As often as we eat this bread, it is not Jesus here, it's bread. And as often as we drink this cup, it's not blood, it's juice. We declare the Lord's death until he comes again because he is the resurrected Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who himself is submitted to the will of the one God and Father in heaven, who has sent the Holy Spirit of God, the presence of God in the world now that counsels us. We remember him until he comes again.